This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I want to share with you right at the beginning that I believe that communion is the most important thing that we do in our worship service. It is not even what I do when I share the Word of God, as important as I believe that is. I am convinced, not only intellectually, I'm convinced in my spirit that the most important thing that we do on Sunday morning is take that which represents the body and the blood of the Lord. Why I'm making such a deal about that is this reason. There is a growing movement, not only in the country, but even in our churches, to kind of discount communion. You say, what do you mean by that? Well, here's one way that it's discounted. There are people that say, well, you know, if a visitor comes to church and they see people taking communion, that's going to be uncomfortable for them. That's going to be threatening for them. And so maybe what we should do, here's the logic, here's the rationale. Maybe what we should do is offer communion after the service in room 210. Maybe what we should do is offer it somewhere else other than a part of our worship service, and therefore communion becomes something, get this, that not that the body of Christ shares together, it's something that people do individually on their own later on. Have I seen that? Annie and I were visiting a church in the last year on a Sunday morning, probably 12 to 1,500 people in the worship service, and I saw the little note in the bulletin. If you would like communion, go to room such and such a number after the service. And I went there just to see what kind of response would be out of 1,200 people. I counted less than a dozen people. And something in me, not judgmentally, legalistically, but something in my spirit was offended by that. Because Paul didn't say, if you feel like taking it, it's an optional thing to take. We are under orders to remember the death of Christ. It's an act that's not only private, it's an act that we share. Would you write that down in your notes if you take notes? It's an act that we not only do privately, individually, it's an act we share. There's something corporate about taking communion that gives it part of its power. If we could bring up the first verse again, verse 23, Paul says, "For I receive from the Lord that which I also passed on to you." It's very important to know the wording there. Paul is pulling rank, not his own rank. He's claiming the rank of Christ, saying, I got this straight from the Lord. Paul is letting people at Corinth know, this isn't my idea. This isn't my concept. This isn't my religious idea. I received directly from the Lord what I passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, he took bread at that feast, Passover meal, and when he had given thanks, verse 24, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Verse 25, in the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and you drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. I want you to write this down in your notes, those of you that take notes. Communion is not only an act of remembrance. Communion is an act of submission. I've never thought of that until recently. It's not only an act of remembrance. Yeah, we remember what Jesus did. It's an act of submission. How is it an act of submission? We're under orders. Well, if we're under orders to take the emblems which represent the body and blood of Christ, I have a simple question. When's the last time that you and I took communion? For some people, it may have been a long time. Our website is crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.